Good evening. Welcome again to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz. This is Chapter 11, The Rescue.
The lion was very happy to hear that the Wicked Witch had been melted away, and Dorothy unlocked the gate of his prison and set him free. Next, Dorothy gathered all the Winkies together and told them that they were no longer slaves.
The
Winkies.
Oh, the Winkies.
You know, like the word wink, but added with E's.
All right.
The Winkies were very happy, for they had been made to work hard for many years. They made the day of their freedom a holiday, and spent the time feasting and dancing. If only our friends, the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, were with us, said the Lion, I would be totally happy. Don't you think there's some way we could rescue them? We could try, entered the lion. So they called the
Winkies. Entered the lion?
Answered. Okay. So they called the Winkies and asked them to help rescue their friends. The Winkies said that would be delighted to do something. For Dorothy, since she had sent them all free. So a group of Winkies traveled that day and proved the next and told the keep to the rocky plain where the Tin Man lay, all battered and bent. His axe was next to him, but the blade was rusted and the handle broken off. The Winkies lifted him and carried him back to the castle. When they reached the castle, Dorothy asked the Winkies if any of their people were tinsmiths. She found that there were several Winkies who were skilled tinsmiths. In a little while, they came to the castle with baskets of tools.
They looked the Tin Man over carefully.
They looked the Tin Man over carefully and told Dorothy that they thought they could mend him so he would be as good as ever. The Winkies worked for 3 days and 3 nights.
Wow.
The hammer twisted and pounded at the legs, body, and head of the Tin Man. At last, he was straightened out into his old form, as joints worked as well as ever. When at last he walked into Dorothy's room and thanked her for rescuing him, he was so happy that he cried tears of joy. Dorothy and the lion were so happy to see their friend that they danced and celebrated all day. If only we had the Scarecrow with us again, said the Tin Man, I will be truly happy. We must try to find him, said Dorothy. So she called the Winkies to help her, and they walked all that day and part of the next until they came to the tall tree where the winged monkeys had tossed the Scarecrow's clothes.
The Tin Man
quickly chopped the tree down, and Dorothy and the Winkies carried the Scarecrow's clothes back to the castle. As soon as they entered the castle, the Winkies began stuffing the clothes with nice, clean straw. Soon, the Scarecrow stood before them, as good as ever. He thanked them over and over again for saving him.
For saving him! Don't yell!
I have to
go no,
to
get don't. In.
Now that they were reunited, Dorothy and her friends spent a few happy days at the castle, where they found everything they needed to make themselves comfortable. But after a few days, they all decided that it was time for to return to Oz and ask for the things they had been promised. So they sadly said goodbye to the Winkies and packed food and blankets for the journey back to the Emerald City.
And that's it for Chapter 11.
Next up!
No yelling next time. Next up, Chapter 12. Good night.
Good night.